What were your mother and father's names then? And
My father was Sigurd Hagi, and my mother was Mary Adeline Evans. And the Evans family was also, well, they descended from the Jacksons, who were early pioneers in the Seattle area. And my father, his background was Norway, and his father came from Norway and settled in Minnesota and had lumber yards. And that's how Daddy came out west, because he was buying timber for the lumber yards. But of course, when 1929 came, the bottom fell out of business everywhere, and Daddy lost his business, and he worked for the state the rest of his life.
In lumber, forestry.
No, in related areas through knowledge of logging business, yes.
And what was he like, your dad? How would you describe him?
Oh, he was very athletic, and he had gone to the Naval Academy, and because he had a bad astigmatism, he had to resign because he would have needed to have better vision without glasses than he had. And but he was captain of the tumbling team at Annapolis when he was going there, and he taught my brothers all kinds of activities, tumbling and bar work and that sort of thing. In fact, he had a parallel bar, no, a horizontal bar put in our backyard because he enjoyed it and because the boys enjoyed it. I, however, was a girl and I wasn't supposed to be involved in things like that. I had domestic things were my role.
Did he like the line of work he was in? I mean, so he was working in lumber and clearing these areas of
And he
cedars and so
believed in
on.
doing it. He believed in logging very sensibly and not clear cutting ever. But he, of course, he died in 1941. So he didn't live to see the recovery of the logging business.
What was he like as a
He was a very
personality?
open person, very congenial, and had lots of friends, and was always fun to be around. And my mother was very friendly too, but she was very quiet. And they made a good pair.
And how did he die? Is he died quite young, isn't it?
He died because he drank too much and far more than was good for him, and he died of liver failure.
Do you remember when you found out that he died? Was it how
Well,
did
he
you?
was in the hospital in here in Seattle, and it was very hard on my mother. She was a very strong, loving person. And she cared for him so very much.
How did he change from, your younger years to his later years?
He really cared a great deal about his family. And the thing that was hard was he had always had a terrific income from his business. And when the Depression wiped all that out and destroyed the logging business. He found it very difficult not to be able to do for his family what he had always been able to do. And that was why he began to drink too much. It's a poor excuse, but that's what it was.
How were things after he died for your mom?
Well, they were difficult. Because she depended on her children for support, which we were happy to give her, And I stayed at home and took care of her as much as she needed. And also I worked full time.
Can you tell me a wee bit more about your mom? What was she like?
Well, she was very loving and very, very strict, set good standards for us to grow up to. And she began to lose her eyesight when I was about 9. And by the time I was 12, she was completely blind. And they examined her, but they didn't find out what was really wrong. Actually, what was really wrong was she had a slow-growing pituitary tumor that knocked out her optic nerve and took away her vision. But you would never have known she was blind. She cooked, and she kept a home for us. She was quite a remarkable woman and a very loving one.
Did she change at all over the course of, you know, losing her sight? I mean, that's a difficult thing for anybody to...
She was very, even more quiet. She was a very quiet person. And a very, she set a very high standard for her children. It was important to do that when you have 5 busy children. She was a very positive person. She never raised her voice. She was very loving, and she encouraged all of us to be active in our schools. And I would say that she was about as helpful a mother as you could ask for. And she never talked about the fact that she couldn't see.
How did she manage then in the day-to-day? Were you all helping her?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Especially me, because I had 2 younger brothers. So I was sort of a second mother to my younger brothers. And we were very close because of that.
Was yours a religious upbringing? Did you have a...
We were Protestant, but we were not particularly active in our church. We lived right across the street from the Presbyterian Church in Port Moody, and we were more active there than we were after we moved to Seattle, because Mother was not... That was one thing she wasn't able to do, be active outside of the home, which was hard.
Was it frustrating for her?
I mean... Oh, very. But she, as I say, she didn't ever complain. She just lived her life and was our mother, which was wonderful.
My grandmother died in August of 1976 in Los Angeles. She'd had a stroke in January of that year and had been completely paralyzed. And she'd been blind for a long, long time, so that was quite a...
But it was a progressive thing.
Yes, the blindness was progressive. But she was totally paralyzed. She worked very hard to regain use of her body. And she'd always wanted to be 85. She wanted to make 85 because all of her brothers had lived at least to be 85. And she had 4 brothers.
Competitive, right?
Very, definitely. So
Evan's characteristic, competitiveness.
Competition.
Yes.
So what she was able to do was regain moving her right arm and hand a little bit. And about, her birthday was July 11th.
10th,
okay. July 10th. And the physical therapist said, Mrs. Hage, I think this is as far as we're going to be able to get you. And her birthday was coming, you know, right up. It was a couple, maybe 2-3 weeks. But she was going to make her birthday to be 85. And she did, and we had a little party for her where she was. And within 2 weeks, she was gone. And I really think she did had this will. She was going to get to be 85, and then she didn't care. she was free. And that she was cool.
A very strong faith. Yeah. And I know she felt that she was going to be with Jesus when she died.
Do you have the same faith? Do you have a religious faith?
I do. I believe in the Lord. And I've been active in church work for all my adult life, sang in choirs, and I pray every day. Jamie and I pray together every night before we go. Sometimes she's not home, but...
Do it over the phone.
Yeah, we do.
Has your faith then... how important has your faith been to you over the course of your life when you've been facing difficulties and things?
Well, it gives me great sense of confidence that I will be helped by the Lord. I think that there is definitely much beyond us, that this is not the only life we have.